this side of country, supporting new artists. And celebrating the legends.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see.
This side of country on 95.9 KRFF Radio Free Fargo.
If you're following him on social media, our good pal, Blind Joe, blowing up social media, he's on a mission to bring back real country, the honky-tonk, the good stuff, and he couldn't do it without you, and he's going to be doing just that this weekend. So much to talk about. We've got him here on the phone from Nashville. Our good pal, Blind Joe. Captain, how are you?
Dude, I'm doing fantastic. How the heck are you doing?
We miss you up here, man. I don't know. I guess I apparently was sleeping under a rock. I didn't even know you left the Midwest here and went down to Nashville, but you've been down there, you said since kind of late 2019, yeah?
Yeah, man. I was lucky enough to get down here pre-COVID and start playing Tootsie's Orchid Lounge and a few other bars here on Broadway, and things have been going really well. And of course, now that, you know, our entire lives have been turned upside down, we've kind of had to come up with different ways, different methods of making money with this music. And of course, also my wife got a job, but so we kind of took it to social media, and I've been doing Facebook Lives with a buddy of mine who came to town, and his name is Chase Job, and they were going really well, and a lot of different things have actually been happening since we started doing that.
Right.
Before I get started with all that, though, I just want to say thank you to everybody, man. I started a campaign here probably about a week ago or maybe two now, I don't remember, but on blindjoe.com, taking donations because I actually got a no label, no contract, completely independent let's not call it a record deal, a recording deal.
Okay.
Here in Nashville with a guy named Craig Wilson. And so I set up a campaign, $1 at a time, to get some real country recorded on blindjoe.com. And as usual, Rowdy Rebels, you came through for me. And I love you so much, man.
That's
so Sunday,
amazing.
Sunday,
congratulations.
Isn't that great, man? It's so cool. I mean, especially with the hard times that we're all going through nowadays. I mean, I know times are tough, but man, I think what we really need is a little Jesus love and truth music and some unity, you know? And ironically enough, this is not scheduled by me, scheduled by the studio, but we will be recording Light of Her Love, which will be the new single, on Sunday in the studio in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I wish I could remember the name of the studio, but I'll put all that on the TikTok and on social media and stuff too.
That's exciting, man.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. It's going to be a just like picture pulling up to Sturgis, right?
Right.
And you're on your bike and you want to get smacked in the face, man, with that beautiful just country rock and roll. And
yes.
Grab a beer and, you know, light up a smoke and just, you're here, baby. You have arrived. And that's the vibe we're going for. It's going to be some hardcore Skinner-style rock and roll with a steel guitar and fiddle always in the mix, but that's country music.
I love it, man. And when you think of Blind Joe, that's exactly what you think of as well. I love it.
Yeah, so I'm really excited, dude. And how this all actually came about is really the miracle of it all, man. I was at my wit's end with everything because I hadn't heard anything from the Tootsie circuit in quite a while.
Right.
No phone calls, no texts, and I'd been texting them and hadn't gotten any word or anything. Come to find out, here last week I find out that they fired me because I was working another bar here in town called Nudie's. Daniel Drake, big ups to him, helping me feed my family.
Right.
But because I was doing that, they just ghosted me and didn't even tell me that I was fired.
Wow.
So I went through a nice 2-month period there where I was kind of wondering what I was going to do. And
good old music
whatever.
Business.
But that's the way they roll down there, you know. And I've talked about this before, and you'll see me talk about it on social media too. The way they treat these musicians and these kids down here. I mean, I'm 40 years old almost, dude. I can handle myself.
Right.
But these 18 to 30 year old kids, you know, they're promised things and they definitely do not deliver. And there's a couple of people down there running things that shouldn't be running things as far as I'm concerned. They're evil, absolutely evil people. I've right. seen them literally, well, not seen them, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I've been there when they've actually, what I would consider, abused people. And and listen, I understand there are buttholes everywhere in life, and
right.
that's part of it. But this goes beyond that. This
right.
is evil stuff. So check out my social media and see that we're fighting the good fight for these kids and not just at Tootsie's, but in Nashville in general.
Right.
Because as I'm doing this, dude, I'm understanding that people don't understand the record business. And so that's another thing that we're going to be doing on social media is kind of explaining that. But
You know, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I actually talked to the legendary drummer Rick Lee from the band 10 years after yesterday afternoon, and he was just saying that. He goes, you know, I think the reason why Woodstock, they played Woodstock years ago, he goes, the reason why that festival was a one-of-a-kind is because immediately after that festival, people could see how they could start making money off of the musicians and festivals and concert goers and the buyers, that music became music business. It no longer became music.
Right.
And that's exactly what you're getting into. And you were telling me such a great story off air here about how you're a sign kind of guy. And you were kind of ready to throw in the towel down there in Nashville. Kind of tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and that's actually what I was just kind of get to, and I apologize for my my incessant rambling here. I have a tendency.
Hey, we love it, man. We miss you around here. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, brother. So what happened was I had wrote this. I was at my wit's end. I was heartbroken. I was just sad, and so I sat down and wrote a song, because that's what I do now that I don't drink. It's kind of my therapy, and so I wrote this song called "Don't Come to Nashville," and I put it up on YouTube, and it got like, I don't know, like 1,200 views in a night. And that's outlandish for me, being a small potatoes dude. And so I just, after I got done writing it, I hit my knees and I prayed and I said, Lord, you know, I can't do it anymore. I've tried to keep up the hustle, but it's just not working. And we're going to either have to go home or try our luck in Austin or something. But I need a sign. So if you could give me a big sign, if I'm supposed to stay here, that'd be great, because I'm not a small sign kind of dude.
Yeah.
And, woke up the next day and went to the meeting with Craig Wilson and got the best record deal that I've ever heard of anybody getting ever in Nashville, because it's not a record deal.
Right.
So don't let anybody tell you that prayer and perseverance can't get you what you need, man, because I'm living proof, brother.
Absolutely, especially during these times. Well, that brings up a good point here. Obviously, a lot of people look towards something that you dabbled in, of course, The Voice, American Idol. They look to that as possibly that stepping stone. Did you doing the show actually pay off? Did you find that it helped your career? Did you feel like it benefited you the way you wanted to? Or was it just kind of a flash in the pan and you could have went without it? It really wasn't that big of a deal. For those thinking that they could go on The Voice and American Idol, is there a payoff?
Here's the thing with stuff like The Voice and American Idol, okay? It's all about exposure with that kind of stuff.
Right.
If you want to go on The Voice and American Idol, that's great. But be ready, you know, if you're a real, true musician and not just somebody that wants to sing a song for fame on TV,
right,
then before you go on The Voice and before you go on American Idol, you need to be prepared.
Right.
Have a website up, have your music up, have it available for purchase, have recorded music. So, because the thing is that when you're on those shows, if you have something up on a website or online before your contract with that show goes into effect, all the money you make then is yours. But if you don't and you put it up after the fact, then that television show owns the rights to all that stuff. And see, this is the kind of thing that people don't understand that I really want to get into.
Dude,
TikTok,
you got to write a book.
Yeah, well, I've been blowing up over there, man, and I've been doing some of these little informational videos, like on Being Blind and Luke Combs. We've been talking a lot about Luke Combs. Well, I haven't, but a lot of people have, with this whole pulling the rebel flag thing from the Outlaw video. Have you heard about that?
No, tell me about that.
So he and Ryan Upchurch, wrote a song called Can I Get an Outlaw? And it was a big thing. It's kind of what started Luke Combs on YouTube and on the internet getting famous. Luke apologized for the rebel flags in the video, and I guess, I don't know if the video's been pulled or not, but I know for sure that he issued a public apology. And there are a lot of people, especially on TikTok, of course, because now that's kind of my social thing now that I'm blowing up on there. But, you know, and they say, oh, Luke Combs is a sellout, and Luke Combs is this and that, and he's just a you know what word I'm going for here, I believe.
Yep.
But, you know, that's not the case, man. What people don't understand is that Luke Combs, just like damn near everybody here in town, is signed with a record company.
Right.
When you sign a contract, they own you, period. Right. It says in the contract, your likeness, your image, your song, everything you do, everything you say is owned by that major label.
Wow.
You know, so say Luke Combs wants to record a Merle Haggard song. He has to get permission.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and that's the way it is. That's the way it is with everybody. The record label is your boss. When you sign that contract, especially with a label like Universal Records, it says Universal right on the contract. That means if you fly to Mars and you want to record music on Mars, Universal owns it.
That's amazing.
And that's the truth. I mean, that's the truth of it. And people don't understand that. And that's why I get so passionate and so angry about it, because there are so many kids that come out to this town with stars in their eyes and a real love for country music.
Right.
And these people see that. Not all of them. There are some wonderful, beautiful, amazing people in this town. But the snakes see them and they go for their throat. And I will not stand by and let it happen. I'm going to do what I can do to stop it.
You know, that's so amazing, because it sounds exactly like what's going on with the country in general. Not to take sides and be political here, but it seems like this past year, the mainstream media and politicians have become the most untrustworthy parties that there could be, and they're feeding off of the fear of society, and that's exactly what the music business does to up-and-coming artists who are so excited to just live life and pursue their passion, and that's unfortunate.
Dude, if I were there, I would kiss you right now. Full on the lips, man. I'm so glad that you're saying what needs to be said right now, because you're absolutely correct. You know, this feeding on fear stuff and all that kind of thing, it's all propaganda, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
You know, the bottom line is, you know yourself, you know your family, you know your God, and you know what's good for you. And when you start to distrust that, that's when we all go off the rails, man.
Amen to that.
Know yourself and be yourself and love yourself, dude. That's what it's about.
I get it. Absolutely. Truer words have never been spoken. So now that we're going to be doing this song here on Sunday, recording it, kind of an ETA on when you think that's going to be released. And from there, what do we do to prove to these folks here that have given you this opportunity that it wasn't in vain, that this was only the stepping stone of big things to come? What do we got to do once that song comes out?
Well, super simple, man. I'm going to start a big social media campaign, of course. So it'll be on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, TikTok. But what I need from you guys is just what you've been doing all along. You know, we have the donate button up at blindjoe.com, and we're taking those contributions $1 at a time. If you don't have it, don't worry about it.
Right.
The single will be out on iTunes, and you can buy it there. And that's our big thing. That's how we're going to talk to the industry and let them know that we want to hear real country with a little bit of rock and with a little bit of Jesus truth, rock and roll there mixed in. So if you can buy it on iTunes, that's the way to directly talk to the industry. If you want to support me directly, you can buy it from blindjoe.com. Or if you don't have the money, because times are so tight right now, you can go on Spotify and Apple Music. It'll be up there. Probably, you know, I don't know how long it's all going to take to get everything up there. I would assume probably a month at most.
Right.
But I'll keep everybody posted on social media. And even if you don't have a streaming service, man, just pray.
Right.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Just pray I really truly believe in the power of prayer, and the more people that pray about it, you know, the better chance we have of spreading some unity through music, and that's what's most important. So.
Brother Blind Joe, we appreciate you. We love you up here in Fargo. We're going to keep on supporting you. We're going to keep on playing your music here on the station. We're going to keep on
supporting you
on social media, and $1 at a time. Absolutely. Let's fight the good fight. We appreciate
you. Yes, sir. BlindJoe.com. Thank you, buddy.
This Side of Country with Trev, supporting new artists and celebrating the legends on 95.9 KRFF.